Fall Harvest, a tradition on Dayton Mountain. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. About a half century ago, the Wooden family on Dayton Mountain in Bledsoe County planted the first apple seed. Today, they're picking nearly 20 varieties from over 19,000 trees.
We do. We sell apples by the box. We sell them by half peck, and half bushel bags. We tray apples. We do bag apples for stores. So just see pretty much any way we can, whatever market we have, that's the way we sell. That's the way we pack them.
Mark Burnett married into the Wooden family some 15 years ago, and he says they've got a bumper crop of apples this year. They started picking August 1st and haven't slowed down yet. The Wooden apples are known far and wide. They ship to Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and, of course, all across Tennessee. And they have their own apple house right there on the farm where you can enjoy firsthand the taste of this fall treat in many secret recipes.
We think we do a good job. Like I said, we try to do everything right, and we strive to be for excellence and cleanliness. And so we want a product that our own family and our own kids would eat. So that's the way we look at it. You know, if you wouldn't feed it to your children, then don't feed it to somebody else.
And the Woodens are hoping to continue the tradition with the next generation, and they'll do that by continuing to expand the orchard and look for other ways to be more efficient and produce an even tastier apple.
We've got about 3,000 trees coming for this for January, so every year we're going to keep progressing, plant new trees, different varieties, and push some old trees out. So we're going to keep our orchard going and keep some good trees coming on.
If you hadn't been to Wooden's Apple House, it's worth the drive. They're located on Highway 30 between Pikeville and Dayton. They'll be picking apples through Halloween and should have plenty of apples through Thanksgiving at the Apple House. Tennessee's apple crop last year valued at $1.4 million. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.